Abbas and also was a figure in the village, and everyone mm-hmm. used to love him. Mm-hmm. He was kind to everyone.
Mm-hmm. I remember him.
And he used to help everyone in the village.
Mm-hmm. لقيت أزرع في بامية تحت أنا
أزرع الجمعة اللي توفى هو فيها
أنا بكيت أزرع هو
راح المزرعة
لقد خبر إني بزرع جهود علي كانت تزرع في الشوب يلا حبي جواه بكت معي يلا يرحمها وقالها لجوار حلي مشان تسوينا المكلوبة نتغدى حلت جواهر انا قلت لها هي نريحك حبيتش يعني اضل مشان فوفي زعل ضلت ازرع انها خلصت طبيخ جواهر وروحي حتى انا بتغدينا هو لحالة تغدى مرضيش يش معانا بقول تعال معانا تشيل معانا بقول لي انا مستعجل بدي تشيلهن بسرعة هالمعلكتين واطير على الجدار.
And that Friday, when he was killed, she went. His mom was farming. She was planting okra in their land, and he knew that she was doing that. So he went, and he's like, "It's very hot. Don't do it on your own." And Jawahir was with her, so he told Jawahir, "Let's go make our Friday maqlouba and eat together." And she stayed. She said that she didn't want him to get mad and like be sad that she's farming, so she went home to eat together, and they did the maqlouba and they were eating, and he was eating very fast. He told the mom was telling him, "No, come stay with us and eat more." He said, "I'm gonna eat those two spoons and then run to the wall. There's a demonstration."
عبر يتحمم اطلع من الحمام وعبر هو قبله
and his brother Adham went to take a shower. He took him out of the shower and he went before him because he wants to go very fast.
اطلع وكده بقول له طب ليش طلعت بقول لي انا مستعجل مشان الحق الصلاه
And she told him, "Why did you take your brother out of the bathroom?" He said that he's in a hurry because he also wants to go pray.
بقول له صور ما هو أثناء آخر نفس أرقيلة حط الأرقيلة قلت له مكان له صور بس استشهدنا
during his way to the wall he went to his friend's house and they were smoking أرقيلة and he told his friend take a photo maybe we will be martyrs
wow.
yeah
آخر نفس أرقيلة
He took the he took few puffs from the argila and they went to the demonstration.
اطلعوا المسيرة من المسجد وظلوا رايحين توصلوا الجدار.
They went the demonstration started from the mosque and they walked up until the wall.
حكيت اليهود زارعين حال مزرعة في بين الدور وفي بين الشجر وفي الأرض وفي عند الجدار. عمر ما يجي جيش زي المرة هذه.
And there were a lot of Israeli soldiers in that hand, and they were doing traps for the people in the demonstration. So they were between the homes, between the trees, and she's saying there were a lot of soldiers, and there were never this many soldiers as in the day that Qasem was martyred.
حكيت انا مسلسل محمد لحد ما قربوا على البوابه بدوا اليهود شو قنابل اليوم مش قنابل
And as they were approaching the gate in the wall, the Israelis started shooting tear gas and like there's no other. They were shooting a lot of tear gas.
اللي هو بقول بقول انت جرحت طخش وطخش، انت جرحت وحدة يعني بدها
لمين باسم كان بقول
بدري جرح عربية يهودية أجنبية ظني وكانت لها من جرحتوها طخوش ريقة ريقة هذاك جندي معاه كله بلها الكنتي وحطها في وسط صدري يعني أول مرة صمدت عليه على طول ظل على المطرح على المطرح ما تغيش
على المطرح توفى
على المطرح
كانوا ضربوه وقتيتها قنبلة غاز
غاز على صدره
على صدره عن قرب مسافة صفر
صفر
هو كانت المسيرة احنا كنا هنا شايفها
خليني اترجم بس شو قالت وهلا بتشرحني بس عشان ما انسى she's saying that there was a woman who was injured. She believes she was a foreigner, and he was telling the Israeli, "Stop shooting! You injured a woman. You injured a woman. Get go back, go back." And the Israeli at that point shot him from point zero a gas bomb, and he died on the spot on his chest. They shot him.
Okay.